please just wake me up when it's over. Have you ever said those words? I don't know about you, but I love to sleep. I really do. It's one of my favorite things, and often when life gets a little much, I wish I could sleep through it. You know, wake me up when it's over. You see, I started this year off sick. Maybe you did as well. It wasn't a life-altering sickness or diagnosis, but it knocked me down and kept me sidelined for about 6 weeks. I was worn out with it. Every day, as my loving friends and family would kindly check in on me, I would say, I think I'm getting better, but still, it just wouldn't leave me. So much of the sickness and viruses going around just linger and hang on. Well, whatever I had lingered. There were nights I would go to bed all covered in Vicks, praying that the next day would be different. It wasn't. I wanted to go to sleep and wake up well and refreshed, full of energy. That has taken a while, but slow and steady wins the race, right? Sometimes life is like that. I am tired. Can this please pass me by? Wake me up when it's over. I don't want to face it. I don't want to hear all the noise of the day. I don't feel like adulting today. I don't want to deal with the drama or experience the pain. Wake me up when it's over. Maybe you've wanted to retreat from something you're facing. While pulling the covers over your head and hiding away in a dark room might give you a little bit of peace and relief, I want to encourage you with what is true. I was reminded in the midst of my struggle that I'm actually not called to sleep through it. I am not called to dodge the trials and pains that come my way. I am here for such a time as this, to face the opposition of this life. I am called to run this race head on, fully awake, facing the conflicts, sickness, and struggles of the day. I am not called to comfort, as much as I want to be. As believers, we are not called to sleep. While we may pray, come, Lord Jesus, come, because the weight of it all seems at times too much to bear, we can know God is near. Psalm 46 reminds us that God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we won't be afraid when the earth gives way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, God is our ever-present help through it all. I don't walk in a wake-me-up-when-it's-over kind of faith. I walk and live by a Hebrews, the 11th chapter, kind of faith. Read it and you'll know what I mean. I am called to wake up and be present in my suffering because how I walk through it can produce patience, Romans 5:3. It can train me in obedience, Hebrews 5:7-8. It can prevent me from walking in pride, 2 Corinthians 12:7-9. It can prove and show the world where my faith lies, 1 Peter 4:14. It can equip me to comfort others who face the same struggles, 2 Corinthians 1:3-5. And God can and will use it for my good and his glory, 1 Peter 5:10. While my heart longs for the peace and perfection of Eden, I can't sleep through the brokenness of this day. I am here for such a time as this, to be a light in the darkness through it all. I walk by faith and know that one day all will be made right again. That's the truth. I leave you with this beautiful promise, Revelation 21:4. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed. May your faith be strong no matter what comes your way. Wake up to it, trusting God is with you every step of the journey home. I'm Lori Klein.